Looking at new avenues when it comes to moving some of our U.S. meat products. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus beef. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I ended up calling him Detective Dan, as he always is looking at new ways to look at moving some of our U.S. meat products, which include beef, pork, and lamb.
Great to be here.
I see you're smiling this morning. That's a good thing. I gave you a nice introduction, Detective Dan.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on. You almost need to be a detective to figure out what's driving what in this market.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. And you're here visiting with me.
Yeah.
Hey, but you're also just dusting off your boots here, maybe setting up some new boots. You just got back from a pretty important trade mission trip.
Yeah, we just got back from Dubai, Gulf Food Show 2026. And Gulf Food now is, I think it's the largest food and beverage show in the world. Ah. So we have a very big presence there in the U.S. Pavilion, and the business into the Middle East and Africa, which is big in Gulf food, is important, but it's really a global food show. So this was an opportunity to really, our members to really meet customers from all over the world.
And how long have you been doing this one? Do you know right offhand?
I think we've been doing it almost 20 years,
wow.
I think. Yeah.
And you get that reputation built up that it's going to be going on. You and I have talked about that with the export business and stuff that you're talking about. There's so many cuts of the animals, and I'm talking beef, I'm talking pork, I'm talking lamb, that these other countries just thrive to get a hold of that we necessarily don't use here in the United States.
Yeah, the key is maximizing the value of that carcass.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.